We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Hey, Sivchav Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Mutar Limsor Sus O Parrot O Chamor Laroa Eino Yehudi. It is permissible to give a horse or a donkey to a shepherd who is not Jewish on Shabbos. Even though this non-Jew is going to use that animal which belongs to you on Shabbos, there is no issue of Shvisas Behemto, since the Jew, the non-Jew, is using the animal without the Jew's knowledge. The non-Jew just gave it. The Jew just gave it to the non-Jew. He didn't tell the non-Jew to do anything with it, and he is not aware that the non-Jew is actually using it, so there is no issue as long as the non-Jew, the Jew, as long as the Jew is not waiting to receive any money for it. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason it is permissible is because there is a mirsas. There is a fear on the part of the non-Jew to actually use the animal on Shabbos because he is afraid he will be taken to court for using the animal, as it was not given to the non-Jew to be used for the hishtamshus, rather just to watch it. So since it was not given to be used, we have a fear, the non-Jew has a fear of using it, and therefore there is no concern that he will use it, so there is no issue of Shvisas Behemto. However, if the Jew were to rent out the animal or lend the animal to a non-Jew, that would be prohibited, even if he states that the non-Jew has to ensure that the animal is not used, as we saw earlier in Siman Resh Mem Vav Sif Gimel. Since he told him that he is allowed to use him for Malacha, there is no Mirsas, and it would be prohibited. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah adds that while the Mechaber said that if one sees the non-Jew using the animal, as he says, Imro Ehu Mishtamesh Baba Shabbos Mocha B'yado, you have to stop him. It's not only if he sees, but even if the Jew finds out that the non-Jew was using the animal, he has to stop him because of Shisas Behemto. The Rama adds, V'koshekein dein lacha shaharoa yotzi osam chutz latchum ta'atumen derabanan. Once we say that you don't need to be concerned that he'll be using the animal, you don't need to be concerned that he's going to take the animal out of the tchum, since the tchum is only an iser derabanan. If you don't need to be worried about real malacha, you definitely don't need to worry about removing him from the tchum. The Mishnah Berurah adds that even if you see the non-Jew taking the animal out of the tchum, you don't need to stop him, because it is only prohibited if you take him out of the tchum yourself. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds that there are those who are machmir and say that you should not give the animal to a non-Jew on Shabbos in any situation, but the minhag olam is to be mekel. Siman Shin Vav, Beize Chafatzim Mutter Ladaber B'Shabbos, Sif Aleph, Mimtso Chefzuka. The Mechaber says, from the pasuk of Mimso Chefzucha, Chavatzecha Asurim, Afilu B'davar She'eino Osa Shum Malacha, it is prohibited to worry about your objects, meaning your business, even if you are not doing any malacha. Kigon Shema'ayin Nechasav Liros Matzarech L'machar, such as if you look at your money or your inventory to see what you need the next day, or to go to the entrance of the city so that you could get out of the city immediately in order to go to the bathhouse. You can't stand right at the edge of the tchum up until the end of Shabbos so that you can get out immediately after Shabbos in order to hire workers. But you are allowed to stand at the edge of the tchum in order to get out right after Shabbos in order to bring your animal back in. There are some who say that if it's a small animal, then it is prohibited to stand at the edge of the tchum in order to get it. Since on Shabbos itself, you can't carry it, because that small animal is muksa. The Rama adds, "Vod in the aser l'tayel limtso soso svina okaron latzeisbo." You're also not allowed to go on a tiyul, just to go on some sort of hike on Shabbos, in order to find a horse or a ship or a caravan in order to get out immediately after Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that all of these isurim that we're referring to of mimtso chefzucha only apply based on the Magen Avraham if it's clear that that which you're doing is for weekday purposes is for chafatzecha purposes, such as if you stand next to your field which needs to be plowed or cut, that it's clear that you're standing there in order to see what needs to be done to your field. But if it's not clear that that what you're doing is for malacha purposes, for weekday purposes, then it is just considered to be hear her thoughts, which are permitted. The reason that waiting by the edge of the tchum in order to get the animal is permitted is since there is a permissible way to do it on Shabbos. If there were bruganin, there were these huts which get out of issues of tchumin. So since there is a takana of some sort, it is mutter to be machshich even when there are no borganin. This is only assuming that the behemah is not muksa, but if the behemah was muksa, as the mechaber says, a smaller animal, then it is going to be a problem. And this, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though the mechaber says yesh omrim, really it is l'chulei alma. As we said, the prohibitions are only true if it is clear that you are doing it for the prohibited purpose. So therefore, being machshich al tchum is only a problem if it is clear that you're doing it to wait to get out, to do whatever you need to do. However, if it looks like you're just going on a hike in the area, or you happen to be in the area, then it is going to be permitted. Reading a sefer in order to correct it is going to be a problem. If you don't really want to read it, you're only doing it to correct it. That's a problem of Mimsel Chefzcha, according to the Radvaz. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if it's not clear that you're doing it to correct it, but maybe people will think that you're reading it because you want to read it, then it's going to be permitted for the reasons that we stated.